Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Coming to you live from the future scene of your unforeseen death, it's your chainsaw-wielding maniac best friend, but more importantly, it's your boy, Jay West. And if I'm here, you know I'm not alone. I came here with the man, the myth, the legendary master of the Junkin chainsaw swing, Mac East.
What up, Chainiacs? It's me, Mac East, and we are We Get Dubbed, and...
You stand in the presence!
Son.
That's right.
Son. She's the best. I love the way she fucking talks.
Yo, it's hilarious, man. She's fucking powers the shit. Oh my God. Her design is cool too. She's perfect.
Dude, her powers are amazing.
Yo, when her and Denji are just like being like mad annoying, like she's like leaning on his shoulder and they're just like looking mad dumb and shit. I fucking love it.
Oh, they are amazing together. I love the way everything they do is perfect.
Yeah, because they give no fucks. Like, they're in it for all the wrong reasons. They're just chilling, and that's it. They're just trying to get fed and not die.
Yo, that shit's funny, because they at one point, Denji's like, I don't even care if she dies. Like, legit. And she don't give a fuck at all.
No. Yeah, their relationship's really interesting. But I don't know. There's some things where you're like, I don't know if that's genuine or maybe it's... Maybe it'll be more than that at some point. I don't think they're like romantically ever going to be, but you know, I feel like there's some growth to be had there between those two.
Like, yo, there's a lot I want to talk about, but like, there's a lot I can't talk about and it sucks.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I forgot about a lot of the characters.
Me too. Yo, you know why? You know why? Yo, we're going to jump around everybody, but yeah, by the way, we're talking about the rest of Chainsaw Man season one, but they introduce like a whole cast of characters. They get drunk at a bar. You're like, oh shit. Like, this is the squad. Next episode, they all get capped.
I forgot about that shit.
Me too. I was like, yo, and everybody just started getting fucking blasted in the back, like execution style, just like mobbed up fucking.
That train scene was a mob hit, bro.
Yo, it's insane.
They all drop down, and yo, she Makima gets blasted in the back of the head.
Yo, by the way, I get all the sympathy for Makima. She's a beast, bro.
Yo, like, she got a fucking back like no one's business. What the fuck? And yo, the camera shots of her dropping that thing. What the fuck? What is going on, Chainsaw Man?
Yo, when she's like fucking flirting with Denji, like trying to get him. Yo, that was wild, that scene.
Yeah, nah, man. These animators are on some shit. Let me tell you.
So you bring up the animators. Let's get into it, because I think I have some stuff to say about the animation on the show. Like,
okay, I have some shit to say as well. Some shit.
90% of this looks like one of the best animes I've ever seen. Like, and then there are times where it looks like dog shit, and I don't get why that happens.
I agree and disagree with your statement. I love the fluidity of like Denji's movements and like everything's like seamless and it moves right and you expect it to go where it's going to go. And it's like, it's just so seamless. It's really well done. But dude, some of the animation is fucking ass.
Right. But like, then there's scenes
pretty weird bullshit.
Yeah.
Dude.
But then there's scenes where everything looks like it's fucking real, basically. Like, especially like the apartments and stuff, like all the stuff.
Yeah, that looked like a real fucking like they incorporated like an actual picture.
Yeah, it looks insane. And then a lot of sometimes Chainsaw Man looks fucked up, man. Like it don't look good. Like he's missing texture and shit. Like
dude, like one of those like MTV cartoons.
Yeah, like the Spider-Man show or something. Like he needs texture bad. Like get this man some texture. Like I don't understand.
Dude, it's so weird because it's like. One, it's awesome, but then sometimes it just really sucks.
You know what sucks? Like, if it was, like, just a little bit better, it actually pulls me out sometimes because it looks so good. Like, it's startling when you see, like, when it jumps to shitty because it looks so good. And then it's like, what the fuck am I looking at right now?
Startling when it jumps to shitty.
And it literally pulls me out of it. Like, I'm like, oh, no. Like, yo, one of my favorite scenes in the manga. We're not going to talk too much about the manga, but... In the whole, there's a few scenes where I was like waiting to see them animated. The scene in the hotel where he's like fucking up the Infinity Devil,
dude, that sucked.
That sucked balls, and I love that shit. Like he fucking fucks his demon up to the point where he just he gives his heart up to die like that. Denji just beats his ass for like 6 hours or some shit.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
But they went for like an interesting kind of like. Almost like abstract kind of look to it at times, but it also
why?
But even more so, just Denji. Like I don't know. There was like, it didn't really look great, and it sucks.
The ghost kind of doesn't look as good as I thought it was gonna look.
Yeah, the ghost, like the design of the ghost, is really cool with the fucking horrifying eyes and shit. Oh my god,
dude, all the arms like just going at once. Oh, it's so creepy in that weird, demented, dead smile.
Yeah, yo. Also, I love like I talk about it all the time, but the magic system on the show, for lack of a better word, is awesome. Like this bitch gave up her eye, and she's got a ghost hand. She's just choking people out. Like she got the force,
dude. Dude, speaking of like, yo, come on, son, the future devil guy.
Yeah, yo, he looks awesome. I love the future devil,
dude. And yo, he's hilarious. The future is awesome. Like, because I'm kind of with the future devil because I can see into the future. The future is in fact awesome.
Yo, I love
Jesus Christ.
He's like,
when
stick
his
head
eyes...
in my stomach, in my hole, like he's just got a fucking. Oh my god.
Nah, dude, when his eyes, like, when he reveals all of them.
Yeah, nah, it's really
cool. That was so sick. That was so fucking sick.
Yeah, I think that all, like, and all the devils, you know, obviously they're drawn from the manga, but they all look pretty good. I just think there are a few times where, and you're right, the ghost one kind of looks fucked up sometimes. But overall, I think they all look pretty good. And I think overall the animation's really good. I think I'm hoping for next season they could, like, clean up some of the stuff.
Mm.
Because it's only going to get bigger and crazier as this shit goes on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I wanted to touch on something with the art style that I know you kind of didn't like. And it was bothering me a little bit, too. And then it kind of clicked with the katana fight. A lot of the city is mad dull and boring.
Yeah, like, that's true, too.
But the one scene where, like, there's so much viscera, blood, guts, and just random body parts in like the one car of the train scene.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the city and it's almost like a shot of like into the boring, mundane world of regular humans.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see that.
And it's like everything that's going on this train is like a completely different world.
Well,
that's what I was pulling from it.
It kind of really, does feel that way. I mean, like, the motherfuckers are just going about their day, and then this fucking shit just breaks out on the train. It's like, it's fucking
people
crazy.
Don't even know that shit's happening.
Yeah, it's like, it's so weird because they pretty much mention that, like, people know about devils and devil hunters, but it seems like they're unaffected in any real way by them. You know what I mean? Like, and these motherfuckers are, like, committing mass murders. Like, the gun devil. Yeah, but- Jesus Christ, the gun devil.
Oh, dude. Yes, the fucking gun devil. But, Like, I mean, even for the Devil Hunters, like, once you join, like, your life is over.
Yeah, you pretty much know you're dead.
So it's like, only these people are burdened with the task of doing this, but, like, in doing so, they've damned themselves.
Yo,
like, ultimately, no one survives.
I forget the dude's name that trains them with the scar on his face, but I love when he's talking to the chick with the eye patch, and he's like, yo, you really need to be fucked up to do this job, like... Yeah. He's like talking about drinking. He's like, this is so I could loosen the screws a little more. Like, it's fucking cool, man. Like, and then she takes that and she looks at Denji just fucking up the Infinity Devil. And she's like, oh, this motherfucker's crazy. Like, he's good. Like,
I do like Denji's like weird, demented laugh.
Oh, I love Denji. The dub Denji is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I finished the season dubbed.
Yeah, me too.
Horn is secured. Yeah. A testicle devil appeared and went apeshit on his nutsack.
I do like the dub. I guess this is what happens when you go from sub to dub. There was like a little adjustment for me, especially with Denji.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
because the rest of the characters I don't really care about, especially like Power. Like you pick up so much more on her like speech patterns.
Power's so much better dubbed.
Yeah, all of her dialect and like speech pattern is so fucking good. Like she's all like she talks so proper, and then she's just saying weird fucking reckless shit all the time.
Ugh, we did not come for your sympathy. We came to steal your fruit.
This bitch, yeah, this bitch trying to win Nobel prizes and shit. Oh my god, I love her so much. She's fucking insane.
Yo, she's also one of the coolest characters. Like. In the fucking show, her attack system is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, just pulling blood. Yo, how about they fill the fucking like soda bottles with blood when they're like doing the training, and she just makes the fucking spikes of blood come down? That was fucking awesome,
dude. She fucking made Denji that weird hammer. I don't know why a hammer, but
yeah.
that was a weird one.
So yeah, I think she's probably my favorite character right now. But yo, how about Makima fucking just. Squishing motherfuckers, yo. That shit was
insane. Out of control.
That's one of the like there's a like I talked about it earlier, we'll get to it, but there's a few parts from the manga that I kind of was disappointed in. This part was way better in the anime. Like, yo, you see these motherfuckers just twisting and fuck as she's like rubbing her hands together.
Oh, dude, the fucking pressure in the one guy's face, and he's slowly dying as his neck just snaps. Just every bone in his body just fucking contorts.
Yo, everybody's just bugging. Yo, that scene is so sick because she just got shot, but she's alive. We don't know how that happens. And then she's like, yo, get me like 30 prisoners on death row.
That was reckless.
Yo, she's just making them say the name of the people, and then she's just fucking, oh my god. And then they just the prisoners are just dropping dead. She's basically killing two people at once.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that scene is sick. Like, yeah, that shit was so awesome.
I just liked it, like, the one dude at the end where he's like, somebody fucking help me.
explodes. They're fucking panicking. He's like running in the crowd and shit. Everybody's just covered in blood. Oh my god. Yo, also, how about she's like talking with the gangsters and she fucking just throws the bag on the table. She's like, and he's like, oh, we don't need your money. And it's just she's like, this is your family members' eyeballs. Like, and it's just a bag of fucking eyeballs. It's, yo, she's fucking
She played
insane.
That shit out like a scary fucking gangster. Like,
yo, she's,
you know,
insane.
Like the government's on some crazy shit.
I love her, man. She's fucking.
Dude. Sick. And she's like, they could be replaced with the greatest surgeons. Like, the way she's selling it, like, yo, just do this or you're all gonna fucking die.
Yeah, I love Makima, man. I honestly, like, in the manga, I was like, whatever. But watching this, I've been, oh my god, she's awesome. And I'm basing it on those two scenes and the scene where she's, like, fucking trying to, like, you know, win over Denji with some poon. All those scenes are fucking really good.
Yes. Yes, they are.
One scene I was disappointed in, the puke in the mouth scene. That I wish we talked to somebody that hadn't read it, because I knew it was coming, you know? So I don't know.
I thought it was just beer.
No, it's puke, but it's...
It doesn't look like puke. They don't make it look like it's going to be puke.
They pixelate it, too, for some weird reason. I guess you can't show puke in Japan.
Oh, mine wasn't pixelated.
Really?
Yeah, no, mine was fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude.
What about when they showed the rats eating the puke in the flashback?
I don't think I had a problem. What'd you watch it on?
Crunchyroll.
I don't know, dude. Maybe it was pixelated and I just didn't notice.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, also, he gets the puke in his mouth and Power's like, oh, this is fucking hilarious. He'll swallow anything with nutritional value. He fucking swallows it. Oh my God, that shit is disgusting.
Yeah, no, that was one of the more filthy scenes that just really unnerved me. It was really fucked up.
That's one of them scenes in the manga where, when I was reading it, where I was like, oh, this is different. Like, this shit is different. Like, but...
Yo, a lot of shit translates better in the anime. Like, some shit I didn't give a fuck about, like that scene in the manga, but like, this one, I was like, yo, this is fucking disgusting.
Yo, and then she tries to fuck him.
Oh, do you want to do it?
She carries him home. Yo, that's the fucking cliffhanger of the episode. That's two times this season. The first cliffhanger where he's like about to touch Power's titties, and then that cliffhanger where she's like, you want to do it? And yo, it's fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah, that was a cool way to end. I was laughing my ass off.
I love her too. Yo, that her apartment looked insane. Like the lighting.
Nah, she's
like,
cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. She died. Yo, that's another thing. She's like, yo, let's be homies. You know, you help me get Aki, I'll help you get fucking Makima. Next episode, she dead. Like,
it was kind of weird, though, like the way she went, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why. I wish they would explain more or at least show why the parts of her were just disappearing.
Well, the sense I got was that she changed her deal with the Ghost Devil and gave up her whole body in exchange for the Ghost Devil using its whole body to attack instead of just the hand.
Okay.
But what ends up happening is pretty fucking cool. So I we're kind of jumping around, but this is the scene where they're like getting absolutely jumped by the Katana Devil dude who's like, we don't know what he is, but he's basically whatever Denji is, and he's a beast. And he's fucking everybody up, and and she like pulls, she's like, he's killing the Ghost Devil and shit, and she like with her last like breath basically uses her ghost hand to pull fucking Denji's chest because he shoots Denji in the fucking face.
Yeah, that was crazy.
and then Denji becomes Chainsaw Man. Yo, how about yo right here. They face off in the beginning of the episode. This fucking song hits. Oh my God.
This shit slaps.
I was so hyped, man. I was like, yo. I love that.
That shit's heavy as fuck.
And then they fucking freeze frame. The only thing that sucked is that went into the intro. I would have rather that been like, just fight with that background song.
Yeah, that would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, because it got me hyped. And the fight really, like, Denji gets his ass kicked pretty quick in that right after that.
I mean, it probably would have done better for me to take, you know, the Katana face more seriously. But he also, he's kind of, like, awkward.
Yeah, he's another one that kind of looks weird animation style. Like, him and Denji kind of both look weird. I don't know why. Like,
I don't know. Like, this, for me, like, the way he like shows up and shit in the first couple of attacks, like I don't know why I thought it was better translated in the manga than on this.
I agree. But
like when they would swing, like when Denji and this motherfucker were going at it like toe to toe in like the last episode, it looked good.
Yeah, it did. It did. That, I mean, it had to. That's like the big fight of the season.
But I just felt like everything should have matched that.
I agree, because there's no reason, there's really no reason the animation needs to take a dip. I think they have trouble with movement, because if you notice, a lot of the shit that looks really good doesn't move very much. Like, backgrounds and things like that look all awesome, but it doesn't move. Like, movement seems to be where it kind of loses it a little bit.
Well, maybe season two, they'll have, like, a big-ass budget.
I hope so. This show is my shit, bro. Like,
yeah, no, it's great.
I love it, but also just Denji is like one of my favorite main characters of all time. Like, he's so great. Like,
yeah, he's fucking hilarious and he's so goddamn relatable.
Also, yo, I love too, like, fucking the eye patch chick dies and he's like, fuck, like, we were friends, but I don't really give a fuck. Like, he's like, yeah. And then he's like thinking, he's like, fuck, if Power died, I wouldn't give a fuck. If Aki died, and then he's like, if Makima died, that would suck. Like, and he's just kind of like going through everybody he knows in his head.
How about a fucking, now I forgot, completely lost my train of thought. Fuck. Oh, well.
How about Aki fucking, yo, he hits the wolf on the katana dude, and katana dude just fucking bursts out the wolf. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was not expecting that. I forgot that that happened.
Me too.
So when I seen like the wolf's guts coming out everywhere, I was like, what the fuck just happened? I thought he killed it.
Yo, you know what else looked like shit? The snake.
Oh, the snake looked like ass, dude. What the fuck was that?
The scales look really bad. Like, I was like, it looks like...
Looked like a tube.
I use this all the time, but it looks like Reboot, bro. Like, it just...
Yeah.
It didn't look good.
Right. Like, nah, man. That snake fucking sucked. I don't care what anyone says.
Yo, how about her fucking... the way she used that power, that was cool. Her fucking fingernails just, like, rip off.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a weird one.
It is weird. Like, that would suck balls. Like, but at the same time, why does the snake devil, like, it seems like a pretty strong devil. Like, why is that the deal it would make with somebody? Like, it's such an unbalanced
system. You're prone to infection.
It's such a, like, the ghost devil's like, give me your fucking eye. The snake's like, give me your nail. Like, I mean, to be fair, the ghost devil, like, stays with her forever, whereas the snake takes a nail every time it comes out. But
I guess because you can only use it so many times.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, then the wolf won't come for fucking Aki anymore because it's like pissed off that it made him eat something gross and it fucked him up.
Oh yeah, he's like, oh, you gave me a foul tasting human again.
That's when his fucking head explodes.
How is it still alive?
Well, to kill a devil, I guess you got to kill its heart, but its head exploded, so I don't know.
But there was like guts and organs coming out of it.
I thought it was dead. I was surprised when they were like, it doesn't want to come for you anymore. I thought it was just dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, how about Aki's fucking cursed sword? That thing's pretty cool.
The nail?
Yeah.
The cursed devil was fucking awesome, but then... it looked really weird. Really weird. And it also took a long time. It was kind of cool seeing the katana face just fucking screaming in agony.
Yeah.
As he's being like bit on both shoulders in a fucking crucifix position. And it's just his fucking blades and his weird knife head being sacrificed to fucking a literal devil.
Yeah. Wow,
it was so cool looking. How do you survive that?
Apparently the cursed devil is like one of the most powerful ones.
Dude, how the fuck do you survive Oblivion? Like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. The katana dude
took him to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, the katana dude survived a lot. Like, and then Denji kind of kills him. And the fight is cool, but I wish Denji would have beat him more decisive. Like, it's kind of a cool moment where he like cuts off Denji's arms.
And Denji's was sick.
Denji's like, should have went for my head because he fucking just cut his ass with his head. Oh no, his legs. He uses his legs. Yeah.
That was cool because, and you know, back to the manga, that was the first time you see that shit. Like, you realize, like, he can turn everything into a fucking
into a
chainsaw.
Yeah, you start to realize that Denji has more than just, like, the arms and head chainsaws.
It didn't sound that cool, though, when he's like, you shouldn't have went for my head, stupid.
Yeah. All right. But, yeah, he killed that guy in, like, a... It's one of those, like, run past each other and one of them dies kind of things.
Fucking dying.
So, yeah, Jay's sick. Otherwise, this would have been a live and in-person one, but...
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, you're bringing the energy. You're bringing... I'm going to play this one because I've been drinking a little bit.
Yo.
I love it.
The fight... at the end where it was so anticlimactic and I didn't like that it was just like him just they both did vanish attacks.
Yeah. No, it's the old school samurais run at each other, one of them falls kind of things.
But I it looked like shit.
Yeah,
Denji did not look good, and it's like they didn't even imply that he attacked with his leg. Like, he cut him in half. His legs didn't move, son.
Also, how did that kill him? Out of all the things.
Dude, he went to hell.
That's the thing. Like, I didn't question it too much because I'm like, whatever. But yeah,
he took two super devil attacks back to back.
And the katana guy, I mean, somehow he's got like super speed.
Wait, no, three. He went against three super devils. Denji, yeah. Aki, and everybody. Yo, he's on a different fucking level.
He was getting jumped and he whipped all their asses. And he's just swords. Like swords versus chainsaws, you would think. Like, oh, but no, the katana. Yo, you know what I like about the katana guy? You see what? The handle of the sword coming out the back of his head? Like that shit looks cool.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome.
He's cool.
I love his design so much.
I think it's kind of a weird place to leave the season. Overall, I guess it seems like a decent point, like if you want to keep it 12 episodes, which I guess they did. But I feel like there's so many questions unanswered. They introduced...
We know the answers, bro.
They introduced the shark dude, who I love.
He's my favorite. He's my fucking
favorite. And the fucking angel dude. Do you know who the angel dude voice actor is? I'm so glad I remembered this.
No.
Shinji Ikari, bro.
It's fucking Shinji.
I'm listening to his voice. And I'm like, yo, he sounds so familiar. Like, it was pissing me off. I didn't look it up. I'm just listening to him talk. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking Shinji. Like, he sounds exactly the same. Like, it's crazy.
That's actually pretty cool. But, yo, the violence fiend, this man got hands
yo,
for days.
They gotta keep a gas mask on him to keep him poisoned because he's fucking so strong.
I that's one of the coolest looking guys to begin with, and that's insane. Like, you're that fucking strong that you are on an intravenous of deadly poison. You're constantly dying.
Yeah, I love it. I thought it was pretty cool too that like I forgot, this is something I forgot big time, is that the katana dude is the grandson of the Yakuza boss.
Yeah, that didn't click until the end.
And then he's got the fucking zombie devil, which was kind of cool. Like, they're just, yo, the, how about the part? This part's great. Like, it almost reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy or something. Like, it had that kind of, like, joke level to it. Fucking, like, I guess he drags doing it or something.
Hold on.
Whoa. Jay's dying.
No, you gotta cut that.
Do I, though?
Yo.
Oh. You stand in the presence of power!
But whoa, you good, bro?
Nah, fucking keep it down. Oh, that was epic as fuck, but terrible, dude. I probably got that RSV shit or some shit.
Yeah, that don't sound good.
Holy fucking shit! Oh, I just died, bro.
You know what? Let's take a break. We're losing the Zoom anyway. We'll be back, and then I'll tell you the part that reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is so fucked up.
We waiting on Jay. Oh, we back, baby.
Yo, I thought that was static for a second.
This song fucking fucks. I don't know how much of this I'm keeping because I've been playing a lot of this song. But
you know what's fucked up? When I talk, it bleeds through the audio.
It does. Ah, oh, that part is good. Whatever. Anyway, we're back.
Yeah,
we're back.
Yeah, I got rid of all that phlegm. That was crazy.
He cleaned out his nose.
I mean, honestly, I had to suck dick for some eggs.
A testicle devil appeared and went ape shit on his nutsack.
Oh my god! You know what? Let's do a sub versus dub on that one. I got it.
All right, let's go.
We'll kick off. I had something I was going to say, but whatever. We'll get to the Guardians thing in a second. Here is the English version. I made these a long time ago, so I don't know how long they are. Maybe they're too long. We'll see.
Thought you were full of it when you said you wasted kindness on me. But you are nice, because I... Fight it, dude! It's nuts!
or nothing.
All right.
God damn.
And here's the Japanese version of that.
Senpai wa yasashii hito nan da na, oi. Ore wa otoko to kenka suru toki kokan shika
nerawanai. It's interesting.
I gotta just go dub.
It sounds a lot different. Like,
not really.
Like, you know what sounds different? Like the dub, he's putting a little more into it. Like the sub guy is like so laid back even in this moment.
Yeah, Denji's way more chill in the sub. He sounds more like a cool cat. I don't know how to explain it, like a mobster or some shit. Yeah, like, he's like.
And I guess that makes sense a little bit. I don't know. I guess you could do a whole episode on that. But the dub one's putting in that work on that part.
Yeah, no, that shit's hilarious. It's also, nothing.
How about the fucking no mercy bell ring to the dick? Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
I love
taking it back. Taking it way back.
That's the exact. Everybody knows that's the exact sound your dick makes when it gets punched.
In your fucking head, maybe.
Anyway, so what I was saying was they're in the fucking building and it's full of zombies, which is like a cool moment. Because they send in like the squad. They send in the shark dude, the angel dude. Anyway, Denji and Power are on the elevator and the door opens and there's like a shit ton of zombies. And Denji's like, yo, they ain't see us. Let's just chill. And she bugs out. She's like, nah, fuck that. And she jumps out. She's like, yo, get my back. And she's like fucking whipping their ass. She's like talking shit. She's like talking to Denji. But Denji just stays on the elevator. Goes up to the next floor. And it reminded me of like some shit Drax would do or something. Like he's like,
yes.
But she's just like whipping her ass. She's like,
dude, that shit was amazing. It was the most epic entrance.
I love Power so much. Like everything she does.
You will realize the demoness power, or whatever the fuck she said in a weird ass voice.
Stand in the presence of double power!
And then fucking slit the dude's throat.
I love her so much.
Yes, she's the best.
But yeah, that moment's great. I love that there's zombie fodder because it needed to be there. We get to see the, like you were talking about before, the violence devil. We didn't get to see much
that one dude's face.
We didn't get to see much of the shark dude. Next season, you guys are in for a treat.
Fuck yes, they are. Fuck yes, yo, dude, he is one of the coolest fiends, hands down.
Yeah, I you know what? And I think we should talk because the dude who trains them, right? Is that the same guy who trains Denji and Power?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's his squad. But he's like fucking, yo, him training Denji and Power is great because he's like, you know what,
breaks
guys?
The necks.
He's like, I'm gonna just fuck you up. Like he was like, I realize like training like you, I could train you guys different because I could fuck you guys up. He's like, basically, if you guys could fuck with me, I'm the best devil killer in the whole world. Then you guys could fuck with devils. Like, yeah, and he breaks their necks immediately.
That was cool as fuck.
And then he's just, yeah, the whole time he's just jumping them. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
He killed Denji 22 times in one night.
I love it, man. And they're like walking home all fucked up. Oh my God. Denji and Power.
Yo, and then they plan.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about before with the soda bottles full of blood. Yeah, they try to sneak up.
Talking about the plan was awesome.
Yeah, they're like,
we will use our superior intellects.
They say some shit about manga too, like,
dude, they're wearing glasses when they jump them.
Like, it's fucking hilarious. They're like, we could be like the smart characters in the manga, and then they try to jump. They get their asses whipped.
Yeah, they get fucked up immediately.
I love it, man. I love this show so much. Like overall, few gripes on the anime aside, I think everything story wise is great. Like it comes out of left field a lot. Like we were talking about, like everybody you meet getting just fucking murdered. Like because you like again, you expect them to be main characters when you have that bar scene where they're all hanging out and they all fucking
get
murked.
Yeah. Shot in the throat.
Yo, except the cowardly chick who's like insane. But
she's a beast.
Yo. She's like insane, bro. She's fucking flipping around doing crazy shit.
With a kitchen knife. With a fucking kitchen knife.
Did they say what her devil was? Like the pack, like the devil deal she made?
I don't remember. I don't
think they did. So. They didn't at first intentionally, but then I can't remember if they did later. I don't think they did. But yeah, she's a fucking beast. She fucks with the bitch with the snake devil. She basically saves Aki because Aki's getting his ass whipped again.
Poor fucking Aki, man.
Man can see into the future now and he's still getting his ass whipped.
Well, he did have to fight like 1,000 hands.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, yeah, he's fighting one of the top. I assume if devils are strong because people fear them, the ghost devil's got to be one of the strongest.
Dude, I love that scene so much when the ghost devil hands him the cigarette.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah. All the Aki.
He has that flashback shit.
Yeah, Aki and the chick with the eye patch scenes were all really good. Aki really grew on me. I like him a lot.
Yes. By the end of it, like, you really do like him a lot because he's such a deep character. I he has emotions. He's hilarious. He's dry. And he's a badass.
Yeah, he's great for he's great. I would watch a sitcom with Denji and Power just living with this man. But yeah.
Oh, that's slice of life. It could work.
He's such a, like, good, like, straight man for them. But then once you start digging into his past and you find out, like, how about him, like, playing with his brother? His brother runs in the house. The whole fucking house just gets wiped out by the gun devil.
That shit was so sad. So sad. And fucked up. Because it's brutal.
And he's like, basically his whole life mission is to kill. But it seems like a lot of devil hunters, like, I guess of this generation, are there to kill the gun devil. But the other devil hunters are like, yo, you're a piece of shit. We hate you because you fucking, this is like a stupid reason to be a devil hunter. Because you ain't going to kill.
No, that's not a stupid reason.
Well, because they're like, you can't do it. And he's like, I know I can't do it alone, but I'm going to hook up with fucking Chainsaw Man and we're going to fuck this thing up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I mean, not really, because Denji kind of gets washed a lot. Yeah, so
he really, he gets his ass kicked more than anything.
Yeah, he gets fucked up a lot. Like, he's always losing body parts.
I'm glad.
Kind of like Deadpool.
It was pissing me off early on in the season that he, like, didn't want to transform. Because it's just like, yo, you're so fucking cool when you change. Like, towards the end, he starts transforming like crazy. But, like, early on, it's like there's mad episodes where he's not Chainsaw Man at all.
Character development, son.
Well, he did grow. He had to get stronger. And because apparently it, like, takes his energy and blood or what. I don't know. There's, like, some blood thing going. That was cool with the fucking Infinity Devil where he's, like, killing it and drinking his fucking blood to keep, like, going.
Yeah, well, Denji's a sick fuck.
Yo, I wish I wrote it down or something. There's a cool line where he's like, your blood is fucking disgusting. He's like, then he says something about how, like, it tastes delicious, like, just because he gets to keep fucking him up with it or something. I forget what he said, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, you definitely butchered that.
Yeah, but, big time, but that's the gist. That's the gist. But, yeah, this season overall, I think, oh my God, I'm gonna recommend this to everybody. Like,
oh fuck yeah,
I know that's
fuck
like a thing we do. I'm recommending the shit out of this. Like, what sucks is the dub is only on Crunchyroll right now. I feel like once the dub hits Hulu, which it should hopefully eventually, this shit's gonna blow up bigger.
I would hope so. I really would, because it's so fucking cool.
That's the problem with all these, like, anime rights bullshit. Like, imagine if this shit was on Netflix with the dub. Like, this shit would be, insanely big. You know what I mean? But, like, because there's all this bullshit rights bullshit, like,
so much red tape.
Yeah. It's worse with anime, but we deal with this with everything, I guess.
Dude, it's just like, just give it to us. We want it. Like, we'll watch it. You know we'll watch it. Just give it to us. Why the fuck does everyone got to be a dick about everything? There's so many rules.
Yeah. At this moment, I'm paying for Crunchyroll specifically for Dub Chainsaw Man. I'm getting rid of it. I'm getting rid of it right now. Like, that's it. Yeah, because I'm so pissed. Like, I don't even really want Hulu, but at least if Hulu had the dub, I'd be like, okay, I got that. Like,
why can't Funimation just have it?
Well, I don't even know. Funimation's dying. I don't even know.
No, it's not. The app is still working.
Bro, I don't want to pay for that either, but they got fucking...
I love Funimation now.
Me too.
Like, that app, it works. Like, it actually works, and it's good.
But they have the One Piece dub, so I have to stay there. But if they ever put it on Crunchyroll, I guess, I don't know. Whatever. We bitch about this constantly and nothing changes. Yeah, one day,
because, you know, anime apps are like a niche thing.
Yeah, but why? Because anime is so big, man. Yo.
Hey, if you're famous and you listen to us, can you like do us a solid and like go on Twitter and like at some fucking like service companies and bitch at them and get a whole bunch of fucking likes and so they'll actually do something? Wendy's brought back fucking nuggets, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's the problem is anime.
This is way more important.
What's crazy is the anime community mostly steals this shit anyway. Like with me and you are adults trying to pay for this shit. I work with children, and
oh, you just killed me again. Jay's shut the dying. Fuck up.
And this motherfucker's like, oh, like what site you stealing Chainsaw Man from? Because we talk about Chainsaw Man, and I'm like, bro, I pay for that shit. I'm an adult. Like, like I don't have to pirate this shit. Like, and he like didn't.
Yo, that's crazy. See, like, yo, kids want to have access to like the shit they want, and it's like you're hiding it behind a paywall, and then they gotta fucking pirate it.
Exactly, you ain't getting their money. You're just getting robbed now.
Just make it accessible so that they'll pay for the Netflix subscription, and then you keep getting the checks for more seasons.
Yeah, but I feel
like that's the simple way of doing things. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Anyway, if you're listening to this, watch. I mean, I don't know why you'd be here right now because we just spoiled everything, but watch Chainsaw Man if you haven't, because it's good. It's very good. Denji is one of the most interesting characters out there.
Dude, he's a great MC.
Power is like one of the best number twos. She
abso-fucking-lutely hilarious.
You know, I'm not putting her up against like Zoro and Vegeta, but she's great. She's a great number two.
Right, all the
Jay's dead.
Dude, every time you make me laugh, I cough really bad. And I'm trying to like hold it in.
But
holy shit. I'm sorry, everybody.
You know, you could simp for Makima.
Porn is secured.
And yeah, everything's perfect. Everything except a few animation gripes, I should say. So go watch this. You want to rate the season? I don't know how you want to end this.
Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not perfect. I'm gonna give it a 4.5 out of 5 meats.
Okay, that's good. I was gonna give it a four.
I love so much of what's happening. I feel like if I didn't read the manga, I'd be way more invested because I know a lot of what's happening. So that's kind of like watering some of this stuff down a little bit. Plot wise, you know, because I know what's gonna happen. I wish we could have talked to somebody that hadn't seen it, like at least a little bit, like just to kind of gauge their reaction to like some of the twists.
The twists weren't that great, honestly.
I know. I'm even talking
about
my biggest gripe
is like Denji moving around in some of his fights, like looking like ass. Like they should have looked way better.
I agree. And again, it pulls me out. And I don't need great animation. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't need shit to look real. I fucking love One Piece. I love 80s anime. I love 90s anime. I'm old as shit. I don't need all this crazy high-tech bullshit. Just make it not look like reboot. Like, give shit textures.
Yeah.
Use your little computers, but be better about it. Like, just be better. It's 12 episodes a year, man. You can't make that perfect. Come on, MAPPA.
Yeah, that kind of like they had the project for a while.
Yeah,
like,
they had more than a year to make this. Come on, MAPPA.
I mean, maybe they just like didn't have that much resources because they were like, maybe it won't take off. But it was a smash immediately.
Well, me and you have been calling this the next big thing for a long time. Like we knew it was gonna hit.
Yeah.
The other thing,
it's fucking amazing. It's violent. It's funny. It hits the emotional notes when it has to, and then it comes back in with like crazy humor.
By the way, I want to add, speaking of, we're getting towards the end, so let's talk about this. What did you think of the different end theme every time? Because overall, I like the idea. I like
some of those endings slap, absolute slap fest, the whole soundtrack. But
yeah,
dude,
the music is great. There's a lot of bass, like heavy bass shit everywhere.
I like the different animations, and the one that stood out the most was Denji sitting amongst all of the other dogs in Makima's house.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Like the symbolism right there, beautiful.
There's one with Aki and the eye patch chick that the song wasn't great, but I really like the animation for it. There's one that's like an old school VHS. That one was really fucking cool.
That was sick.
I like the idea that like they get to play with like weird animation that kind of fits each episode too, which is cool.
But they also do like really cool shit for each individual ending. Like I feel like my cat is being such a piece of shit right now. what I was saying was, I feel like each animation fits the song that's going with it.
Exactly. It's really fun to like have that. I will say you hit a slap fest like the first one or the third one, and you're like, damn, well, why can't we just fuck with this more? But
yeah.
But then they use it as like OSTs and shit, and you're like, okay, like that's fun. Like I don't know. I think it's a cool idea. I've never seen it done before, so.
Yeah, I like that they have so much music because I don't care. Like, I want to get this fucking soundtrack. Like, I will actually buy it.
Yeah? Like a physical copy? Yeah.
If they have one, yeah.
Oh, you showed me the pod art for the one thing? Not the pod art, the fucking, listen to me. The fucking CD art? What do we even call it these days? Album art?
Well, the single art, I guess. It's more of digital. A single.
But it looked awesome as fuck. Yeah, Chainsaw Man. Oh, my God.
Dude, a physical copy of that, like, if that was the actual artwork for the album, yo, I would buy the fuck out of that.
Yeah, so the music's cool. The OSTs are all fun in this. I think there's some stuff that I think... I wish, like, in the scene, some of this stuff was a little, like, more prominent, but, like, music-wise, but it's okay.
Some of the fights could have had a
well just because like I think about like One Piece and like certain songs hit and you know what's going down, and I know this is season one of this show, but like I couldn't like really nail down any one particular song that's for like a specific mood in this show yet, you know what I mean? Like,
well, actually we could. The Katana Face,
why he had a theme. Oh, this song.
Dude, this should have been his theme for every fight.
I love it. Devil. It's fucking awesome. So I think the music could be like a little more prominent in scene, but I think overall like the theme song was cool. We hated it at first, but it really, really grew on me.
Yeah, it works very well. But I wonder if they're going to keep it.
Are they going to change? I doubt it. Come on, it's anime. I hope they go with something heavy for the next one.
To me, fucking too.
Although they're probably waiting for like, I don't know what, I know next season, I already know the plot of next season because I just kind of remember it. But I think they're gonna wait for something heavy for like when shit gets real crazy. You know what I mean?
No,
like
I know exactly.
I think next season's probably gonna be a little on the chiller side, and then probably the third season's where they're gonna hit like a real heavy theme.
That makes sense because I'm thinking and I know, yeah. Because if we're doing 12 episodes, yeah. Do you think three? How long do you think we're going to get? Like five?
Seasons?
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy? That's what's so crazy is they're on part two of in the manga, and it's like completely different story almost. Not to spoil anything, but it's like it's a lot. Like they finished the shit out this arc. Let's just say that. I'm trying to think of how many seasons we get out of the first part, and I'm like, three or four, man. Maybe three, maybe four.
Okay.
But it's like 80, 90 chapters, so that's a decent amount of shit.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Anyway, read it, watch it, enjoy it. Oh.
You're dying?
No, that was a burp. I'm drinking some Broken Skull IPA because Royal Rumble's about to happen.
No, and I'm drinking fucking water and tea because I'm dying.
That really sucks, man. Anyway, I'm not even going to... Yo, let's do it. This is coming out after the Rumble. Rumble prediction.
Cody fucking Rhodes.
I'm going Sammy.
Yo, yeah, you know what? I was thinking that, and then it sets up him and Roman.
I just think it would be so fun. You're right. There's probably Cody. Because he's definitely coming back tonight. But anyway.
I really hope it is. Like, I want him to win just for his pops.
So
like,
you're listening to this, and you're going to know the answer to this if you're a wrestling fan. If not, you've already tuned out. But thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out at We Get Dubbed on Twitter, on Instagram. Put us on your chest, bitch. And sayonara, bye bye.
Sayonara, bye bye. Bam, 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 bam.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.